Track 10, Local History. A few years ago, Heatherset, a Norfolk village on the web, interviewed Ralph Ginger Johnson, who still holds the record for the fastest goal ever scored at Carrow Road. Sadly, Ralph died at the age of 91. Neil Haverson is going to read the interview.
When it comes to scoring goals, Norwich City's greatest player is arguably a relatively unknown centre-forward who lived in retirement in Heatherset. Ralph Ginger Johnson doesn't appear in any of the club record books for the simple fact that he was at the height of his goal-scoring powers when the Second World War intervened. Ralph was just 17 when war broke out and ruined his chances of a glittering career. His scoring statistics during the war years are quite astonishing. In wartime friendlies and regional competitions, Ralph's scoring exploits became legendary. He hammered 123 goals in just 107 matches, and that included 5 hat-tricks, 2 hauls of 4, 2 fives and 2 double hat-tricks. He once scored in 19 successive Norwich City games, and in another spell found the net in 24 out of 25 matches. He still holds the record for the fastest ever goal at Carrow Road, 10 seconds against Leighton Orient in 1946. Ralph has forgotten most of the goals, but the 10-seconder remains vividly in his memory. I tapped the ball to Noel Kinsey, and he played it back for me, and I hit it from close to the halfway line. It could have gone into the river or the stands, but on this occasion it did a Beckham and sailed into the net. My mother was there and thought it had been a false start when Orient kicked off, Ralph said. When interviewed at the age of 85, Ralph still had a remarkable memory of those days. There may not have been any official league football, but Ralph found himself playing against some of the country's top players who were stationed in different parts of the country. He remembers the likes of Sir Stanley Matthews, Dennis Compton, Alf Kirchen and Alex James. Indeed, legendary Liverpool manager Bill Shankly guested 3 times for Norwich City under an assumed name. Ralph was born in Heatherset in April 1922 and lived virtually all his life in the village. As a youngster, athletics was his first passion, and he met with some success in this as a pupil of the old British school in the village, competing at virtually every distance imaginable. His brother Edward was a keen footballer and would rope the young Ralph into playing, and by the age of 10 he was playing for Heatherset's men's team against local sides such as Kettringham, Little Melton, Borborough and Barnum Broom. Ralph was already a precocious footballer. One day I ran into a player in the centre of the pitch, then ran down the wing with the ball, only to get hit by a woman with an umbrella who told me I'd hit her little willy. I was old for my age, Ralph laughed. He honed his football skills by kicking the ball against a wall and didn't have long to wait for his first big break. When I reached the age of 14, a man named Revel, who was a butcher at Wyndham, asked me to go to Chesterfield to play. This was just before the war. I don't know what his connection with Chesterfield was, but it took me over 5 hours on the train to get there. He went on to play 2 seasons at Chesterfield as an amateur against the likes of Barnsley, Sheffield, Doncaster and various clubs from the south of England. At Chesterfield, he lodged with Joseph Spence, a famous former Manchester United player who made 510 appearances for the club, scoring 168 goals. Ralph also worked as a garage mechanic until war broke out, and at the age of 17, he returned to his native Norfolk to work as an engineer for Lawrence Scotts in Norwich. I was earning 2 and sixpence, just under 13p in today's money, a week, and having to cycle to and from Heatherset 7 days a week when I was approached to play for Norwich. There he got to make £3.50 on a Saturday afternoon, with an extra £1 if we won and 10 shillings, 50p if we drew. So Ralph continued to play football on a Saturday and work for Lawrence and Scotts until he was old enough to join the forces and went for his medical. The first 2 doctors passed me A1, but the third categorised me as C3, which I couldn't understand, until he told me he was the Norwich City Club doctor, and they weren't about to lose me to the services. Competitions during the war years were slightly haphazard affairs, but Ralph remembers travelling to Queen's Park Rangers, Leighton Orient, and playing in front of 20,000 people at Carrow Road. During the war years, Ralph was described as being brilliant near goal, with scoring ability akin to a metronome. Ralph looked back on those days with great affection. They were marvellous times. When we scored a goal, we just touched hands. There was none of this kissing and cuddling like today. We had to go to matches either by coach or train. The only places we got a hotel stay were down in Torquay or Plymouth. We would travel for hours, play the match, and then travel back. We played football for the love of the game. Matches went on even though London was being bombed. Ralph eventually signed professional forms for Norwich City on the 17th of May 1946 and made 23 league and cup appearances for the Canaries, scoring 10 goals. His professional debut was against Ipswich Town on Saturday the 7th of September 1946. In April 1947, Leighton Orient made a bid for him and he moved to London. I received £450 for the transfer, but I'm not sure how much Norwich received. At Orient, I was earning £8 a week, he said. Ralph stayed at Orient for two seasons before returning to Norfolk to play non-league football for Lowestoft Town, where he suffered a broken jaw, which effectively ended his playing career, apart from a few local matches. With his football career behind him, Ralph used his engineering skills to good effect, setting up a business in Heatherset to make concrete moulds for coal bunkers and employing seven people. As the company expanded, Ralph moved his business interest to Silfield, just outside Wyndham, where he operated Castle Moulded Products and Johnson Engineering. He also had a garage. In his later years, he rarely attended a football game, although he was the second oldest player behind Bernard Robinson to be involved in the Canary Centenary celebrations in 2002, and was also introduced to the crowd before the heritage match between Norwich City and Ipswich Town veterans. Ralph was aghast at the amount of money in today's game. I'm sure with players on huge sums of money, the last thing they want to do is get hurt. We played for the love of the game, although it was good to earn a little money. The game was very hard when we played it. You could buy as a goalkeeper, and a wet ball would weigh over £5, and the boats were heavy with solid toe caps. However the game evolves in the future, Ralph is assured of a place in Norwich City history. It is unlikely that anybody will ever erase his fastest goal record, which has already stood for over 60 years.
Thank you, Neil. I wonder if any Norwich City player will ever beat that record.